Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, indeed, breaking news on the Team 980, and it doesn't have anything directly to do with Washington, D.C., but it is an interesting thing to monitor moving forward, because it could. It could. I'll explain in a sec. So, Shams Charania, as usual, he's really the only NBA insider at this point that breaks anything, of ESPN. First to report, Tom Thibodeau out in New York. First Eastern Finals appearance in 25 years. They made the second round of the playoffs last year, lost again to Indiana. They made the playoffs in 4 out of his 5 years. Consecutive 50-plus win seasons for the first time since the 1990s. That was John Starks, Patrick Ewing, Anthony Mason, Derek Harper, all those guys, Pat Riley, and those teams. Tom Thibodeau can coach. There is no doubt about that. Now, a buddy of mine told me that his contract extension hadn't even kicked in yet. I've got to check that out. I didn't have time to research that. People are going to be stunned by this. Man, this is the NBA. You got a bunch of whiny, spoiled, rotten, selfish, brooding babies. That's the reality. They don't want to be coached hard. They don't want a disciplinarian. They don't want a grinder. They want somebody who understands them, who gets them, who lets them be them, who lets them probably shoot 28-foot three-pointers. And I could be totally wrong here. I'm pointing my finger more at Karl Anthony Towns than Jalen Brunson, who, remember, his dad is on the coaching staff. Now, maybe this is a power play by Jalen Brunson to get his dad to be the head coach. Maybe.
So I did, like, while we were in break, I did turn on ESPN, and Shams was talking on there. I just wanted to give this context, and we'll hear from Shams in a minute. But he was saying that after the game, well, first he was saying that he didn't get the sense that it was because of a rift with the locker room. Mm. Now, whether or not that means that they didn't, like, the team didn't like the way Tibbs coached. I don't know if he necessarily pointed to that, but Shams did say that he gathered that this wasn't because of a rift in the locker room. Now, that doesn't disqualify anything that you just said, because it could still, right, an organization can still look at the way he coached,
yes,
and look at the way that there's history of him getting in disagreements with players. So that doesn't mean that the organization saw that and didn't say, okay, this isn't the way. But just for context, Shams did say that he didn't get the idea that there was a rift in the locker room.
Okay.
And he used the Jalen Brunson after they got kicked out by Indiana. He used his post-game comments as context for that.
That is good detail. Great job by you. And you also got a piece of is that essentially the audio, or is it a different piece of audio?
No, so Shams is working. So he was, I guess, right before that ESPN hit, he was on Pat McAfee after the news broke.
Okay.
And he just kind of talks about how the Knicks came to make this decision on Pat McAfee.
All right, so why don't we – can we cue that up and listen to that before we get to Josh Harris? All right, that is Shams Charania just a little bit ago on the Pat McAfee show on ESPN. Good job by AMAC cutting that up. Just real quickly, and then I know you wanted to add something. The Knicks are going to have plenty of candidates. Like, for anybody that thinks people are not going to want this job, they're crazy. Crazy. I'll give you a list coming up in just a sec. Crazy. This is a premier job.
Yeah.
Regardless of Dolan being an idiot, Leon Rose is very, very, very well respected in the entire industry and has turned that moribund franchise around.
Yeah, and especially coming off the success that they just had last season. My question to you and just anyone in general is, I feel like you don't make a move like this, and I can be completely wrong. I could be just talking out of my butt cheeks right now.
Oh.
But my,
that is a visual that I was not expecting at 3:06 on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, there it is. Let's. I didn't expect that either. Ooh. It just kind of came out. But my impression is that you, and especially with these type of moves being made in the NBA quite frequently, we talked about Michael Malone being fired too, coming off of a NBA championship 2 years ago. It's like, with all these moves being made, and it seems like we're going into an offseason. I know Denver hired the intern, so that job is off. Right. But with all these moves being made, it's like you have to have someone in mind, right? Like you would think that this move, because Tibbs isn't terrible. Like you just said, he can coach. So in my mind, you have to look at the pool and say, we at least have five coaches that are out there that are better than him, right? Like, that's what I would imagine, right?
Well, first of all, I'll do you one better. A, there is that pool. B, I guarantee you they've already reached out to somebody that they probably feel is like their number one option.
Do you think they do it before the firing?
Yes, okay. I think you do that.
Yeah.
Now, maybe they're so confident that they can get anybody better and a new voice and a fresh voice or whatever, and maybe they didn't do that. To me, that would be stupid. Like, the first thing I would do is tonight or last night or early this morning, hey, man, don't say anything. We've decided to move on from Tibbs. We really like you. We'd like to bring you in here. We love your style. We think it could be a great fit. Do you have interest? Yes. All right. Okay, so here's the potential list. Great point by you. Great transition. You know, when you were – I like you. You think I don't like you. But I really like you.
Hug it
you
out.
Do a great job, number one. What's that?
Hug it out right now.
I mean, we're hugging it out on the radio.
Yeah.
You do a great job. Even though you made it incredibly awkward about your butt cheeks, you do a great job, and you just led me down the path that I had set up and teased before you started. So it's a natural progression, right? And I know this isn't WFAN, but this is a big bleeping story.
Yeah.
The Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau is a big bleeping story. Mm. It's all you're going to hear about for the next 24 plus hours.
Yeah.
You know? So here's the list. Mike Budenholzer, again, 1 year. 1 year with the Phoenix Suns. 1 year. Won an NBA championship a couple of years ago with Giannis. What if, I don't know what their relationship is, I'm not sure. What if Karl Anthony Towns goes to Milwaukee as part of a deal for Giannis and Budenholzer and Giannis? I don't know if they get along or not. There was all sorts of weird stuff when he got fired. I don't remember. I don't know what is real. So I'm just speculating on that. I don't know. Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel. Right? Won a championship with the Lakers during the COVID year. Was with Indiana. Was with Phoenix. Got fired again. What was it, a year ago? Right? And then they hired Budenholzer. Michael Malone. You mentioned Denver hiring the intern. He got fired four games before the end of the regular season. Won a championship 2 years ago. Michael Malone. Just those three guys alone, right? Then you think, okay. Who led us to some of our greatest success? Who's still toiling out there? Who would be essentially a slam dunk rehire? Granted, different management and all so on. Jeff Van Gundy. He is an assistant with the Clippers. Jeff Van Gundy. Then there are other guys, I'm sure, that people go crazy all the time for Sam Cassell and whatever. Whatever. I think you have to have an experienced head coach with some panache in New York. I just think the media is too tough and that situation is too hot. But those three guys, Budenholzer, Frank Vogel, or Malone, right there. One of those three probably has to be the top target, I would think. And maybe Jeff Van Gundy. Maybe Jeff Van Gundy. Boom. I just gave you four top-notch candidates. Now, here's where it does kind of potentially circle back to Washington, D.C. And people aren't going to love this, but I got to say it because it's the first thing that kind of went through my mind. The Wizards clearly are a rebuilding team. Who's their head coach? Brian Keefe, right? Brian Keefe, first-time head coach. I know he's been on the job now for a year and a half, so he's got some experience. I got it. I understand he's a well-regarded in NBA circles coach. But now that you're about ready to try and take that next step, don't you owe it to your franchise and to the development? And when you've emphasized Bilal Coulibaly and Alex Sarr are what? Two primary defensive players, right? That is their strength. That is their probably their number one skill that you think of. Athleticism, sure. But defense. Who's to say that maybe they keep Brian Keefe, which I think they will at this point. But if the season gets off to a bad start, maybe halfway through, maybe a third of the way through, whatever. Tom Thibodeau's out there. He's rested up. He's had a chance to sleep a little. He's a defensive first coach who proved that he has the ability at least to transition into a more offensive style, kind of like how Rick Carlisle did, going from Indiana to Dallas to Indiana, right? Rick Carlisle was always defense and grinded out first. He evolved. Tom Thibodeau has evolved a little bit. But the Wizards drafted Alex Sarr and Bilal Coulibaly with their two top picks. And those two guys, if there is a number one thing that you identify about their games, it's their defensive prowess. If there's a number one thing that you identify about Tom Thibodeau besides being a grumpy pain in the ass, it's defensive oriented. I don't know anything. I'm not saying exactly that this will happen, but I would just say halfway through, a third of the way through this year, I wouldn't be shocked. I would not be shocked. I would not be surprised. Now, again, whoever doesn't get that Knicks job, Vogel, Malone, Budenholzer, only one of those guys is going to get the job, assuming that it's one of those three. And maybe it's not. Maybe I'm forgetting about somebody, and maybe it's Jeff Van Gundy. I have no idea. Remember, Jeff Van Gundy used to be their head coach, the Knicks. So, I mean, he could come back. Been a long time, but he could come back. But my point being is one of those guys or a couple of those guys are not going to get the Knicks head coaching job, assuming that the selection comes from that group of four, which I just identified. Maybe, just maybe, it's not Tom Thibodeau here in Washington. And I'm not trying to get rid of Brian Key. I'm not. But it's my job to talk about things that make sense and speculate about things. And nobody can say, hey, man, Brian Keefe's done such an awesome job, there's no way you can fire him. Nobody can say that. They play hard for the most part. We know they're compromised. Again, you guys all think they tanked. I think they're reloading, rebuilding, restructuring. I think there's a difference. But at some point, they're going to look around and say, what a veteran coach. Tom Thibodeau is now out there. For now. Mike Budenholzer is out there. For now. Frank Vogel is out there. For now. Michael Malone is out there. For now. And whoever the Knicks don't choose, the Wizards could wind up with one of those guys. Whether it be unlikely this offseason, unlikely, because I would think they would have made the move already, or 30 games in, 40 games in, 50 games in, whatever the game's in. Maybe it's 20 games in to next season. If they're 2-18, right? That's possible. Very possible. All right. We'll end it there. That's pretty big news. And again, it does have an indirect Washington connection, so I wanted to spend a little bit of time on it. And I think it was a good discussion, and I think it was worthwhile. Coming up next, Josh Harris spoke on a podcast about returning to RFK. We'll react to some of what we heard next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so that was Jalen Brunson last week after the Knicks were eliminated. Tom Thibodeau has been fired. So maybe it's not him. Maybe it's not Jalen Brunson. Or maybe he was just putting on a show knowing he can't honestly answer that.
Exactly. Like, what is he going to say? Right. No.
Right.
Like, he's exactly. Not going to say that.
I mean, remember, his dad is on the coaching staff. I'm sure he'd love to see his dad get a head coaching opportunity. Right? I would think. I would think. So that's that. That's that. Now, I would say this. We're going to get to Josh Harris in a sec. We mentioned the Wizards' fallout potential. We mentioned some of the top options available in the coaching cycle. We mentioned all of that. AMAC, you sent me a couple of possibilities that not enough people probably know, but a guy like Lloyd Pierce, who's an assistant with the Indiana Pacers, and this is from Scoop Robinson, Brandon Scoop Robinson, who I've heard, I think Liddell has him on. He's saying Lloyd Pierce, assistant with the Indiana Pacers, and Nuggets assistant coach Michael Malone? No, that was the former head coach. So I guess he labeled that wrong. Are preliminary names I'm hearing as potential Knicks head coaching replacements. That would make some sense. That would make some sense. I don't know, man. That Pacers assistant coach, I'm sure he's a great coach. That's a tough gig to step into. That is a really tough gig to step into. That's what I know. So, I find that hard to imagine. Michael Malone, absolutely. I can absolutely see that. No doubt. Can absolutely see that. Here's another name that I can't take credit for it, but he obviously flirted very hard with the Lakers job, Dan Hurley at UConn. Okay. Shams has more names for us. Let's go, baby. WFAN in New York. Oh, they did. They sent him on the highway. On the highway to hell. I mean, Tibbs is going to get paid a lot of money to do nothing if he wants. Maybe he works in TV. Maybe he becomes the Wizards head coach in a couple of months. I don't know. All right. Put a wraps on that for right now. I wanted to get to this because we keep teasing it and we're running out of time. Josh Harris was on a podcast with Alex Rodriguez and somebody else. And we wanted to pull a couple of these cuts, so AMAC did, which I appreciate, and wanted to react to this. If we could get number one, cut number one, and I guess we'll just kind of go down the line here. Josh Harris reacting to the news, or not to the news, because he created the news, the overall situation of building the stadium at RFK and why it's important.
Well, it's seismic, I think, for the city, for the DMV, for DC. DC is obviously an incredibly important city. And, you know, I grew up there. I grew up in Chevy Chase, Maryland. And to be able to bring football back to RFK Stadium, the spiritual home of Washington football, of the Commanders, and you know, build a next generation world class venue. I mean, obviously, venues are advancing, the technology is advancing, the fan experience is advancing, and then, you know, it's not just a football venue. We're gonna put a dome on it. We're gonna make it about football, but we still put a dome on it. It's very important to the city that they be able to host massive events like the Super Bowl. Maybe we're now gonna push Roger on that, but you know whatever, Beyonce, you know, pick a, you know, an event. And D.C. obviously is a gateway city for the United States, so it'll make D.C. great and proud. And then not only that, it's a $2.7 billion stadium, but it's a $3.8 billion, including all the stuff that's going to happen with the infrastructure and everything. And then there's the stadium itself is about 15% of the overall ground. I don't know if you've ever been down there.
Yeah,
but
of course.
You got the Capitol and the monument. You can see it. You got the Anacostia River. And then it's a 15-minute bike ride to Nationals Park, the Navy Yard. So you're going to redevelop a lot of neighborhoods with D.C., affordable housing. You have a whole bunch of parks. And then, you know, retail, mixed use. And so you're going to really change those areas in a really positive way. And D.C. has had an amazing, they've done this in the past. So,
yeah.
You know, it's incredible, actually, and really exciting to be able to engage with the city and help a city.
All right, so that is Josh Harris with Alex Rodriguez on the podcast. It's a business podcast, whatever. I mean, there isn't a lot of substance there that we didn't know. But it is interesting, of course, to continue to see and hear the plan and what they are trying to do and what they're trying to shoot for. Again, I think they've been very surprisingly generous, if you will, in the original structure of the deal that was presented to us a couple of weeks ago. I do think that. Apparently, D.C. City Council doesn't think that, but I do think that. Why don't we play Harris 3, AMAC, on what went into locking D.C. as the choice for the new stadium.
From there, you know, we went into, we had negotiations going with a lot of different parties, and, you know, we're blessed that everyone wants the Commanders, and ultimately concluded a deal with the mayor that would be highly beneficial for D.C., and at $2.7 billion, which is what we're putting up, it's the largest investment in D.C. ever. So it's the largest investment in D.C.'s history. And so once the mayor decided that it was okay, we signed a term sheet with the mayor, and now we're working with the D.C. City Council who, I mean, the project has incredible ROI for D.C., literally billions of tax revenues, thousands of homes and thousands of jobs, right? And so,
and affordable homes,
and of that 30% are by agreement going to be, at least that will be affordable homes. And so it's going to raise the standard, and then you get an amazing entertainment district, and I mean, who's not going to play in a new stadium with the backdrop being literally the Capitol?
Yeah.
Right? And then you get the redevelopment on the Anacostia River. So this is going to change D.C. And so I'm hopeful that the council's doing its work. A number of them are already supporting that, but we have some work to do. So now the next step for us is to obviously get the council's vote. You've got to tell the citizens and the politicians, you know, why this is good for the city, why they should invest their money in this. And the reality is DC is going through a harder time right now. And we were very sensitive to that and made sure that this deal was very good for DC. But I'm also focused on making it a place where our opponents fear to come, which is how I grew up, and where our fans love to come.
Yeah.
And, you know, our RFK, right, was a, you know, it was an incredible arena. I mean, the stands would shake, and it was a smaller arena, but it was loud, and, you know, people awesome. Showed up.
Josh Harris, again, with A-Rod and that whole podcast thing. Talking about the stadium project. again, not a lot of newness there. But again, you continue to see a vision. And one thing that I think you just figure out if you just know how athletes and owners and executives talk. Josh is going to give you a little bit of meat on that bone. Not going to give you a whole lot, but he's going to give you a little bit of meat. And he's going to try and spin it, present it positively and futuristically. And that's the way he should be. But he's never going to – I doubt highly that he's going to say anything dumb. Whereas Dan would always say something dumb any chance he talked. Bruce would always say something dumb any chance he talked. Josh might not give you as much, but he ain't going to say anything dumb. And I think that's what, once again, I continue to learn about Josh Harris. All right, we'll take a timeout. We're going to blow out the trending alert. We'll come on back. We'll finish up on that Josh Harris sound, and we'll see what else happens the rest of the show. Stay tuned on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. About 18 minutes till the top of the hour. Craig Hoffman coming up at 4 o'clock. We wanted to finish up on Josh Harris, yes. AMAC, I think we have one more cut, I believe it was.
We got two more.
Two more. Yeah. Okay, we were trying to coordinate some things during the break. Why don't we get to Harris 4 here about the deal being favorable for Washington, D.C., which, listen, I know it's hard to say that when you're talking about public money and it's not 100% privately funded like SoFi Stadium and the Cronkies, I get how people are going to look at $1.1 billion eventually as a contribution from D.C. is not a good thing, and stadiums this and stadiums that, and economists and blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you something. This is a good deal. This is a way better deal than I thought they were going to offer and ultimately agree to. This is a good deal, in my opinion, and I am not shilling for Josh Harris.
Yeah, so if you look at the calculus, we had to make sure that it was very favorable to D.C. And so, because that's definitely something that people consider. Sometimes there's the ROI of a stadium, but they also want to know, okay, how much is the city contributing? And the RFK site has been sitting there since they closed RFK.
Mm, right.
And it's like crumbling concrete. I mean, it's not great, right? There's nothing there. Nothing's been done with it. You know,
and generating zero for
zero, that. Generating zero, and actually costing money to make sure it's safe because it's just an open air thing, and you know, there are, you know, pests and everything else. So whatever they do, whatever DC decides to do, they're going to have to put a bunch of money into that site, just, you know, creating sewage and infrastructure and other things, and then we paid for everything else.
Okay,
and when you benchmark it. You know, there's actually articles that say, wow, did the Commanders get a good enough deal? And, you know, we're getting criticized, which I guess if that's the criticism people are leveling at me,
the criticism is that you didn't get enough money.
The criticism in certain NFL right. sports circles.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll take that criticism because on the other side of that, we have to convince DC and the public that it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to convince the council that it's fair, and the mayor has to sell it, and the public is overwhelmingly supportive, which I think should help us. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that usually these things are more controversial, but everyone who grew up in D.C. or in the DMV knows that they remember what a great place RFK was and how unifying it was.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was like when Washington football was dominant in the NFL, and I think we can bring it there again.
All right, once again, that is Josh Harris, and you heard the co-host, and A-Rod can kind of chime in there a little bit. Thank them for that audio. So Josh kind of admitting he's getting some criticism in certain NFL circles. Ain't none coming from me, man. And maybe I'm blind. Maybe I'm a homer. I don't know. I don't think I am, but ain't none coming for me. Ain't none coming for me. All right, we got one last cut, right? Why don't we do that right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Josh Harris, continue along on the RFK Stadium project.
Okay, so we play in Maryland today. The team has played in Maryland since the 90s, like the late 90s, and you know, obviously, the DMV is D.C., Maryland, Virginia. D.C. is in the middle, right? So RFK is in the middle. So Maryland, right, for Virginia fans, a little further. But we play in Maryland. And so the first thing we had to do is assure all through the process Governor Moore, who really cares about Landover.
The governor of Maryland.
The governor of Maryland. You know, he wanted to make sure that, you know, we said to him, look, we have to consider D.C. because it's the spiritual home of the Commanders. And he said, look, I'm willing to let you consider that and not be and be generous about how you allow you to have some options. But you need to convince me that you're going to, you know, build something in Maryland if you decide to leave. And so we concluded a deal with the governor, and that allowed for the project to be, the land to be transferred to D.C. So I don't know if you remember, but as the last Congress was sunsetting, we got a 100-0 vote in the Senate.
Yes.
Which moved the land to D.C. So until the land was under federal control, until the land was under D.C. control, and then it wasn't possible to build a stadium.
All right. Once again, that's Josh Harris, Commander's primary owner. On the stadium project, build something in Maryland. Wonder what that could be. I wonder if that could be a new daily facility. I wonder if that could just be shopping and restaurants and affordable housing on the property that the Commanders own. But it ain't going to be an eyesore, it sounds like, from Governor Wes Moore, which we had already heard. Coming up next, scheduled dum-dum of the day. Oh, honey. Oh, honey, you'll see what I mean by that next. All righty, we're putting an icing, a little icing on the cake right here on the show. And, oh, honey, is the subject of Dum-Dum of the Day. Yes, we take you to Bellingham, Washington. Friday. Northwestern Washington State, about as far away as you can possibly get. A commercial truck just cruising on down the highway. Probably going too fast, probably being reckless, hauling an estimated 70,000 pounds or 250 million honeybees turned over and crashed at 4 a.m. right near the Canadian border. The driver apparently did not navigate a tight turn well enough, probably because he was speeding, causing the trailer to roll into a ditch. The driver uninjured. That's good news. The honeybees, 250 million of them, escaped. However, deputies, county public work employees, I'm sure they were thrilled. Several bee experts came to the scene. Box hives came off the truck. Local beekeepers swarmed to help recover, restore, reset the hives, according to the sheriff. Apparently, the plan is to allow the bees to return to their hives and find their queen bee, Beyonce? No, she's coming to Northwest Stadium. In the next day or two, the goal is to save as many bees as possible. But millions of honeybees, 250 million honeybees, apparently escaped because a dude was driving too fast at 4 a.m. Sorry. I'm sure it was an honest mistake, but man, was that a dumb mistake. Yes, indeed. And by the way, why do we have to transport 250 million honeybees? That makes no sense to me. What am I missing there? Like, where are they going? Are they going on vacation? Where are they going? Are they going to be annoying for everybody? I'm sure the answer is yes, because bees suck, even though they have good purposes. Anyway, I'm heading over to Nationals Park, expected to talk to two-time Daytona 500 champion William Byron, who's doing the play ball call tonight at the Nationals-Cubs game. Yeah, so I'm going to go do that, and hopefully we will have that conversation for you tomorrow afternoon right here on the Team 980, along with a Stanley Cup Final preview from Edmonton with our guy Steve Wynum. Greg Hoffman is coming up next. Thanks to AMAC. Great job out of him. As usual, thanks to you for joining us. Let's go Nats tonight, baby. 645, 106.7, Odyssey, and the Nats Radio Network. See you over at the ballpark.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.